Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
Oh, hey, love your shoes. If you're hearing this, this is your sign to try those on. Trust us, you can totally pull them off. In fact, try on every shoe here if you want. We won't stop you. In our house, you've got unlimited freedom to play. And hey, fall is the perfect season to do, wear, be whatever you want. And with tons of shoes that get you at prices that get your budget, we'll give you something to brag about. So go ahead, try them on. Let us surprise you.
It's not coming from Brent Veach and Andy Reid, and it's not coming from Sean McVay. It's coming from the Cleveland Browns. And yeah. You're seeing exactly
you know
what
why
people
it's not,
outside of Cleveland
you know,
think of the Browns, outside of
you
Browns.
You know why it's not coming from those guys? Because they didn't draft him. They didn't want him to begin with. This was the one team that wanted him, and they're telling you he's behind. Maybe it's not a grand conspiracy. Maybe everybody is right, and the Shador fans, you wackos. Maybe it's your guy is just not ready. Maybe you got to come to grips with it.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.
Listen, if your parents didn't throw a little trauma in your life, did you even grow up?
I mean it. Therapists all over the world getting paid because of it. You're welcome.
617-655-1234. Just talking about, you know, going to see All the President's Men with my mom when I was 8 years old, and which I thought was ridiculous and kind of funny. But your parents, man. You guys have seen some movies.
You just had to sit
movies.
Through kind of a boring movie about history.
Right. You guys saw some movies. Rachel's from Wakefield. Good morning.
Good morning.
So you were 8 years old. What did they take you to see?
So I had just gotten home from a Halloween party with some friends, and my mom was up waiting for me. And she's like, hey, come in. I'm watching this great movie. And it was Carrie. And it was right at the scene where they're like at the top of the stairs. The mom gets her in the back, and I was like, I'm not going to bed anytime soon.
Yeah, that'll do it.
The end of that movie, to this day.
Scary.
To this day, right. Still haunts.
Yeah. I watched Nightmare on Elm Street at 6, and I didn't sleep for 2 weeks.
Oh, my God, I wouldn't have either.
That's where it gets you, Kennedy.
Where'd you sleep? 1, 2, Freddy's coming for you, Dan.
Just 6 years old with a pot of coffee in the kitchen.
All right. Well, thank you, Rachel. Thanks for calling in.
Song is still creepy.
You're welcome.
Rick from Methuen.
Hello. How you doing?
Good. How old were you?
I was 10.
Yeah.
And my dad took me to see Mel Brooks's Blazing Saddles.
Oh, now that's just
funny.
That's just good parenting right there.
That's great cinema.
What are you complaining about?
See, that's what I, looking back at it, that's what I say now. But
your dad gets all the props.
I remember after we left with tears in our eyes from laughing so hard, on the way home, he just turned to me and goes, it's probably best if you don't tell your mother about this.
See, that was just father-son bonding.
Yes,
that's my friend.
That's good stuff.
I mean, I want to quote
the movie.
It did
end up being a bonding thing because we ended up going to see all of the other Mel Brooks movies after that. Young Frankenstein.
Oh, wow.
You know, we went to High Anxiety, which we didn't like as much.
Oh, High Anxiety.
Walk Like This.
And then I even took him to see Spaceballs.
Oh, that's such a good movie.
Oh, that's awesome. That's
They're combing
great.
The desert.
We ain't found.
let's see. We could just quote all these movies, right?
Oh, honey, this is my job.
Sydney from Maynor, good morning.
Morning, guys.
Hi.
How old were you and what was the movie?
I was 5 and it was Gremlins.
Oh.
Everybody thought it was this cute little movie and with these cute little Ewok things, and it was not.
No, that was a scary movie for a 5-year-old. That was a frightening movie.
We went to go see that movie when it came out. I don't know how old I was. I would assume I was a tween. Right. But as we left, my mother looked at me and she goes, he must have been absolutely high when he made that movie. Because the bar scene,
right.
Unmatched.
I think that movie's the reason they made PG-13.
You might not be wrong.
Yeah, 1984. I just looked it up, Kennedy, when that movie came out. All right, this is a unique one. We have, let's see, Sean. Good morning.
Good morning.
Now, how old are you, Sean?
I'm 13.
Okay, so what did your parents take you to see that you thought was inappropriate?
When I was, like, really, really little, maybe, like, 4 or 5, my mom took me to see Deadpool, which has some, like, very, very graphic scenes and very inappropriate scenes. Yeah.
But inappropriate in the best way?
I mean, it's a fantastic film. Sean, did your mom think it was just a regular superhero movie and not what it was?
Yeah, she did at the time.
Yeah, I had no clue. I'm a rookie mom.
Did you leave the movie, or are you just like, screw it, we're here?
I did. I am not a Deadpool fan. Luckily, he was with his older brother, so I left them.
Oh, but you let him stay.
Oh.
I did let him stay.
I can't.
I have a better one, though. When I was in first grade, my parents brought me to see Flashdance. And if you remember, Flashdance was racy at the time.
Oh, yes.
And my sister and I got in trouble at the dinner table doing a little bit of an inappropriate lobster scene from that movie.
That's my girl. I mean, we as women, we all learned something very important in that scene. So,
yeah.
Said what I said.
Yeah. Well, we love you guys. Good. We listen all the time.
Thank you.
Sean, thanks for calling in, buddy. Have a great day. Yeah,
thanks for not saying any of the words you learned in Deadpool.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
All right. Talk to you later.
Bye, guys.
Lisa, good morning.
Good morning. How are you?
We're doing good. So this was your friend's dad. What did he take you guys to see?
Okay. So it wasn't me. So my friend from college, that we've been friends forever, and I don't know why I never knew this story. We were just talking about it this past weekend. And she said her mom and dad took her to see The Exorcist when she was 6. I said, what? You need to call your dad tomorrow and tell him I want to know why he took you to see The Exorcist at the age of 6.
Dude, so I'm a 54-year-old woman, and I can't watch that movie without being frightened
exactly.
out of my mind.
I couldn't. I was like, what? So she called her dad, and she told him, Lisa from Boston wants to know why you took me to see The Exorcist. His response was he was young and dumb, and he has no excuse. I said, okay, I'll accept that.
That's a reasonable response. That is the problem
exactly.
when you're like me and you have kids in your 20s. You make a lot of dumb decisions.
Yeah, exactly.
I took Kaylee to see Terrifier 3 in the theaters.
Who?
It's scary. It's the goriest movie that's probably ever been made. And like, it's over the top bad.
She right. was mad.
She was mad at me for a week. Right. But right next to us, there was a clearly like divorced dad and her 12-year-old daughter. And she walked out within 30 minutes in tears.
Oh,
and I was like, he's going to get a phone call later.
Yeah, from the ex-wife.
Absolutely, he did. Absolutely.
Oh,
and Deborah's dad said, well, your mom was there too. I said, well, I can't say anything bad about mommy, so I'm putting the full blame on him.
That's so good. Thanks for calling in, Lisa.
You're welcome. You guys have a great day.
Carson and Kennedy on Mix 104.1.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
Kevin Stefanski and Andrew Berry, do you think that they are good at what they do?
Yeah, I think so. Well, Stefanski, 2-time coach of the year. Andrew Berry, I don't know. Do we blame the Haslams for the Deshaun Watson debacle?
The questions and the criticisms are more about ownership than anybody on the sideline or in the GM.
He's the head coach of a franchise owned by Jimmy Haslam, so who knows? If you put him in a more stable situation with a less volatile compound in the owner's box, maybe you'd get more.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.